It's been about a month since Congress intervened in the Terri Schiavo case, and emotions are still raw on Capitol Hill. Members of both parties say they hope that once the hard feelings subside, legislators will take steps to help all Americans facing difficult end-of-life decisions. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner.
One of the ways Congress initially tried to keep Terri Schiavo alive was to call her as a witness to a Senate hearing. That hearing of the Senate Health Committee ultimately took place about a week after Schiavo died. North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr used the forum to defend Congress's unprecedented intervention in the Schiavo case.
We should set a precedent that you do stop and you do ask questions and possibly you do act, but you don't go over it like a speed bump in a parking lot, like it had no importance whatsoever.
Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy, however, took the opposite view.
That families facing these painful decisions deserve better than political theatrics from the United States Congress. And Republican leaders abuse their positions of power to play politics with Terri Schiavo's life.
In fact, witnesses told the committee there is already a broad array of congressional initiatives with bipartisan backing that could help prevent another Terri Schiavo case. Dr. J. Donald Schumacher, president and CEO of the National Hospice and Palliative Care Association, singled out something called the Advanced Directives Improvement and Education Act.
This bill encourages all Medicare beneficiaries to prepare advanced directives by providing a free physician office visit for the purpose of discussing end-of-life care choices and other issues involving decision-making in time of incapacitation.
The measure would also call for a nationwide education campaign on advanced medical instructions and would ensure that such documents executed in one state can be recognized by other states. Schumacher says there's no time to waste with 87 million baby boomers rapidly approaching Medicare eligibility.
And we will probably be the largest group of United States citizens who are going to resist talking about death because we believe we have a right to everything, that we do not have to make difficult choices or have difficult conversations.
End-of-life care expert Joanne Lynn agrees that Congress needs to focus on preparing for aging baby boomers. Lynn, a physician and senior researcher for the RAND Corporation, says what she hopes Congress doesn't take away from the Schiavo case is the idea that young people in a persistent vegetative state are the biggest problem. Cases like Schiavo's, she says, are far outnumbered by older people suffering from chronic conditions like cancer or heart failure.
We have about 15 to 20 years before the baby boomers are old enough to be very sick. And so we have this golden period here in which we really could learn how to provide care well at a price the community can sustain and in a way people can count on. And we should use it.
In fact, she says, the first thing Congress should do is fund more research into how Americans die and what works to keep them comfortable. Today, she says, nearly all federal research dollars look at ways to cure disease, not ways to help people live with it.
We do need to know, what are we getting with the next generation of pain medications or the next generation of medications to relieve shortness of breath? What is the best bed surface for a person who's at risk of pressure ulcers? There are 1,000 serious research questions that are mostly going unaddressed because we think that what we're aiming for is prevention and cure.
Others say that in addition to the things Congress could be doing but isn't, there are things Congress may do that it shouldn't. Rudd Turnbull, co-director of the University of Kansas Beach Center on Disability, says that list should start with reconsidering cuts to the Medicaid program, which provides key services for the disabled.
I believe, and I think most of us believe, that the government that compels a life to be lived is a government that is ethically obliged to support that life to be lived well. And that's why I want to talk about preserving Medicaid, about not reducing the benefits, about not tightening the eligibility.
Of course, most of these initiatives take money, something that's in even shorter supply this year on Capitol Hill than bipartisan cooperation. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.